Under the 30-year agreement, the document says the county's maximum contribution would be $300 million. That does not include interest, but it does include a combination of taxpayer funds, money from the Cumberland Community Improvement District, and a new rental car tax. Tim Lee heads the Cobb County Commission.
The important part to understand is that the commitment to Cobb County by Cobb County is capped.
Meanwhile, the document says the Braves' upfront contribution will be no less than $230 million. That could end up being $50 million less than what was released by the Braves in Cobb County last week, which said the Braves' upfront contribution would be $280 million. And this was Lee's response when asked about the change.
Well, the Braves are in the process of, you know, they haven't designed a stadium. They've talked to some folks, and they got a pretty good idea. They want to build a quality product, and they think they're going to be able to do it anywhere between those two numbers. That's up to them to decide whether or not they want to invest that money.
The plan also calls for transportation improvements, such as a pedestrian bridge across I-285 and a diverging diamond interchange at I-75 and Windy Hill Road. It also calls for the Braves to pay more than $6 million annually in rent. Both parties also plan to jointly fund capital maintenance and stadium repairs. The plan is expected to be voted on next Tuesday. Several groups like Common Cause and the Georgia Tea Party want the commission to delay a decision because the project was first announced last week. However, Lee says he plans to move forward with next week's vote. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.